USA Radio News.
Speaking at a rally in South Carolina, former President Trump wants to change how America holds its elections come 2024.
The ultimate goal would be the same-day elections. Why can't we have same-day elections?
Trump went on to say mail-in ballots should only be used for military and those with health conditions. An American journalist is reportedly dead after an attack in Ukraine. Multiple reports say journalist and filmmaker Brent Renaud was shot and killed in the town of Irpin, just west of Kyiv. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said while the reports were unconfirmed, it would be a, quote, shocking and horrifying event if an American was killed by Russian forces. As many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil, and what a U.S. defense official and an Iraqi official said was a strike launched from neighboring Iran. The Kurdish Interior Ministry says the attack caused only material damage, only one civilian was injured. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh foods. Food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
The death toll from a Russian missile attack on a Ukraine military base is up to 35. The regional governor in northwest Ukraine says Russian planes fired about 30 cruise missiles this morning at the base near the Polish border, killing 35, injuring over 130. The large military base is where Ukraine held most of its drills with NATO countries before the Russian invasion. A Fort Hood soldier died during a training exercise at a base in California. The Fort Hood Press Center reported yesterday that 23-year-old specialist Joseph Meadle Jr. died March 10th at the National Training Center at Fort Irwin in California. Meadle was serving as an armored cannon crew member with the 82nd Field Artillery Regiment. His death is under investigation. A winter storm continues to deliver strong winds and blistering freezing temperatures after dumping heavy snow across parts of the Northeast. More than 30 million people across the Mid-Atlantic and New England regions were under wind advisory Sunday. In the South, more than 26 million were under a freeze warning. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal regulators are paving the way for truly driverless cars. They approved new rules that allow vehicles with self-driving systems to not have manual controls if they meet certain safety requirements. General Motors hopes to have a controlless self-driving vehicle on the road early next year. Rising gas prices will also affect you when you call an Uber.
The cost of an Uber ride is going up. The rideshare company said Friday it will charge drivers a fuel fee amid rising gas prices. Whether it's for a ride or for a meal delivered through Uber Eats, customers will pay a surcharge starting on Wednesday that will go straight to drivers. The fees will be in place for 60 days, at which point the company will reassess the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Tin Man's oil can from The Wizard of Oz is going up for auction. Opening bids start at $50,000 for the original prop from the 1939 musical. The item is part of GWS Auctions Artifacts of Hollywood and Music Collection, and is currently on display at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Museum in Los Angeles. And speaking of auctions, rare Steve Jobs memorabilia is up for sale. Items including an issue of Macworld signed by Jobs, a signed 1971 yearbook from his high school, a few of his business cards, are all up for auction until March 17th. According to Reuters, the prized item for sale is a 1976 check signed by Jobs that's already reached over $60,000 in bidding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.